Now we're going to talk about colorectal cancer. And as I've said previously, we've got to remember that cancer does not develop quickly. It develops slowly over many, many years. And it's due to an accumulation of different mutations. Now, when we look at the lining of the digestive tract, we know it's made of epithelial cells, and we know these epithelial cells are proliferating very, very quickly. Okay, but because they're proliferating quickly, think about the type of environment they're in, they also have to die off. We have to be able to regulate them. So we regulate them using our normal cell cycles. Now, colorectal cancer has been fairly well studied, and we know it's a series of mutations. So it looks as if one of the first things that happens is you get a mutation in a tumor-suppressing gene called APC. And what happens then is this allows epithelial cells in the lining to start growing. And to start with, you'll develop a very small structure called a polyp, which is generally benign. Okay? And then time will go by, and we'll be activating those RAS oncogenes that we talked about previously. Okay? That was the G protein, who again controlled cell division, and if it got mutated, it allowed cells to go on dividing even though there was no proteins present to activate the system. At the same time, we also believe there's a loss of another tumor suppressor gene called DCC, and DCC is a protein. It stands for deleted in colorectal carcinoma, and what this is this is a protein, a receptor protein, which binds onto a protein called netrin-1. And when DCC is bound onto netrin-1, this promotes cell survival. So obviously, as your cells are dividing, that's what you need. But at some point in time, you don't want the cells to keep on dividing, and so then there's no netrin produced. And when the DCC is present by itself, then this should trigger apoptosis. So again, at some point in time, this tumor suppressor gene is mutated, which results in its complete loss. And when it's not present anymore, then the cells in the lining of the digestive tract keep dividing. So now we've got something which is rather larger. It's still probably benign, and it's known as an adenoma. Okay? And then the years go by, and this is followed by further losses of tumor suppressor genes, in particular the one that we've talked about previously, the one which codes for the protein called P53. And again, if this is lost, then again the cells are able to keep on dividing by themselves. And eventually, there's probably even more mutations involved, but eventually you end up with a very large cell mass, which is known as a malignant tumor or a carcinoma. And obviously it's going to be sitting in the digestive tract, and it's going to start interfering with some of the normal processes which should be going on. And remember, we always talk about our three key concepts. So obviously homeostasis will be disrupted by this. We have talked about lots of proteins which have been involved here. The G protein, the RAS protein becomes activated. We've got our DCC protein, which is a receptor protein, which has been lost. We've got our tumor suppressor gene, the P53, another protein which has been lost. And in some cases, they're associated with cell membranes. Sometimes they're not. But obviously, the disease itself is highly involved with cells because it's the cells that are replicating like crazy.